gender-neutral dolls. It's a thing, but not so much with Shoppers. It's the Business News headlines for Tuesday, the 26th day of November. Thanks, as always, for being with us. Something new is happening over at Amazon, and Amazon is not pleased. China, and no, we're not talking trade, but surveillance. Wall Street closed up today. We'll share those details with you. An estimate of the ad sales for the Super Bowl are in, and boy, are they something. Those stories and more, along with an in-depth look at farm accidents as a workforce issue. Our guest is Corrine Peek Asa from the University of Iowa with some stunning numbers and some public policy suggestions. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, T-E-R-O.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You want to reach out to us on Twitter? You can do that. We can have a conversation there, you know. You can find us at Business News. Let's get into it, shall we? We've got lots to share with you. We've all heard of Barbie and Ken dolls, right? Well, now comes Mattel's new line of gender-neutral dolls, which, given the political and social climate, might make sense. Trouble is, shoppers aren't so sure. A recent survey found only about 5% would buy one of its new Creatable World dolls as a holiday gift. Now, even though few shoppers say they're willing to open up their wallets, about one quarter expressed a positive view of gender-neutral toys. That according to a survey of more than 700 consumers from Horizon Media. Creatable World dolls are rolling out slowly, available only right now at online stores like Amazon.com, although Mattel says it plans to introduce them to brick-and-mortar retailers early next year. Now, with a price tag of about $30, the toy is considerably more expensive than some models of Mattel's most famous doll, that would be Barbie, which retails for as little as $8. Mattel says it believes there's currently a gap between the toys that are stereotypically targeted to boys and those aimed at girls. And, you guessed it, Creatable World Dolls is aiming to fill that void. Stay with me on this bit of news about Amazon. It has to do with workers, state, and local subsidies, and I think you're going to find it interesting. Over the course of the past several months, there have been several stories about the working conditions at Amazon fulfillment centers, and they've not been complimentary. And that's one of the reasons Amazon started running positive ads on television in an attempt to get out in front of the issues people say exist. Now, today, we learned that a new coalition has sprung up that says they're dealing with issues like digital surveillance, antitrust, and working conditions in Amazon warehouses. The goal is to encourage and unify the resistance to Amazon that's now beginning to form. The New York Times, in an article today, says a report from the Economic Roundtable delves into the largely unexplored topic of what Amazon is costing the local communities where it has warehouses, and the short answer is a lot. Amazon, like Facebook, Apple, and Google, have drawn the attention of Washington regulators, state attorneys general, and a few politicians over the past year. The central question being asked about all of those companies is, when does a tech platform become too big and too powerful, ultimately hurting the society it once dazzled? In the report, the Economic Roundtable said that Amazon workers and Amazon customers exist in two different worlds. The report calculates that a little over half of Amazon warehouse workers in Southern California live in substandard housing, and for every $1 in wages, these same employees receive 24 cents in public assistance. Now, at the same time, The report indicated how adept Amazon is with a stock market value of nearly $900 billion, how adept Amazon is at getting funding from California and local communities. This included $25 million from the California Film Commission to subsidize six productions, including the third season of Sneaky Pete, that's an Amazon crime drama, and $1.2 million from the California Office of Business and Economic Development. Why? It's going toward an office building in Irvine for programmers. Now remember, Amazon is got a valuation of $900 billion. And among the report's suggestions are that Amazon raise its minimum wage to $20 an hour, that it requires its logistics subcontractors to do the same, that it provide childcare at its warehouses, and that it build affordable housing in its logistics communities. In a quote from the report, says, "Our conclusion is that it's time for Amazon to come of age and pay its own way." That's Daniel Fleming, a co-author of the report. He went on to say that this means paying its full costs to the communities that host it and the workers who create its profits, end quote. Now, all of this kind of plays close to home. You see, we originate out of central Iowa, and there are communities around here that are all excited and have given loads of money in tax incentives for Amazon to build a fulfillment center near Des Moines, Iowa. Remember, Amazon is worth $900 billion. Well, it's no secret that China is a nation that does an incredible amount of surveillance on its citizens. There's all sorts of calls by groups concerned about personal privacy to bring that fact into the open. The country's authoritarian government uses surveillance tools to track ethnic minorities, political dissidents, and others that it sees as a threat to its power, including an all-seeing digital monitoring system that feeds into a network of detention camps for Muslims. Well, today, the Wall Street Journal says for all the grousing being done by Americans, it's often American technology that plays an oversized role in China's surveillance system. The journal writes that U.S. companies, including Seagate Technology, Western Digital, Intel, and Hewlett-Packard, have nurtured, courted, and profited from China's surveillance industry. Several have been involved since the industry's infancy. For their part, the companies say that their products can be used in any number of ways and that convoluted supply chains limit their understanding and control over how their goods are put to use. In the end, it's about money. Participation in China's surveillance market offers companies and investors an opportunity to grab a piece of a booming new field and improve their products. China's video surveillance market, just the video surveillance market, reached $10.6 billion last year, with the government accounting for about half of those purchases. See what you learn here? Well, Wall Street closed higher again today after a very slow start, but boosted by a rise in retail numbers. Best Buy posted quarterly earnings that beat expectations, sending its stock up by more than 9%. Meanwhile, Dick's Sporting Goods rallied by more than 18% on better-than-expected earnings. While trading wasn't as wild as yesterday, the session still pulled out a win as the Dow climbed by over 54 points to settle at 28,121. The NASDAQ ended the day up by 15 points to 86.47, and the S&P 500 gained 6 points to close at 31.40. Well, if you're traveling for the Thanksgiving holiday, the weather is going to be an issue for much of the nation. From snow rolling into the Midwest to rain and high winds in the West, travelers are going to face not one but two systems that are hitting back-to-back between now and Saturday. All of that is likely to impact road and air travel on what's being reported as a massive travel holiday weekend. And finally, there's this bit of news about advertising. The only thing tougher than going to the Super Bowl might just be scoring an ad. Fox Sports has sold out the Super Bowl ads early for the first time in 5 years, with some 30-second spots fetching as much as $5.6 million. Ad sales for the country's most watched TV event are likely to top $400 million thanks to the NFL's boosted ratings and a healthy economy. Super Bowl 54 is slated to be broadcast from Miami Gardens, Florida, on February 2nd. Okay, stay with us, because coming up next is an in-depth look at accidents on the farm. Dr. Corrine Peek Asa of the University of Iowa has studied this as a workforce issue, and the number of on-farm accidents seems to be underreported. And there are questions about who's paying for treatment. In addition, there are questions about rural health care delivery systems and public policy. Dr. Corrine Peek Asa from the University of Iowa is coming up next here on the Business News Hour.